for the administrative portion of our meeting. It is 10:52 a.m. There's nothing on consent. There's a few discussion matters. The first one is the MRIPP group, which is regulators from the Midwest Governors Association states working on interregional transmission issues. I was approached, they sent out a request to the chairs of the commissions in the 12 states, wanting to put this group together with one commissioner from each of the 12 states to work on interregional transmission planning. I'm going to tell you that it seems to me a lot of the push for this seemed to come from Minnesota, and I can't remember if it was Illinois or Indiana. I'm not sure. I've heard some objection from states with elected commissions saying, like, we cannot intervene and work on governor's association things. That's their organization. We have ours. I also know South Dakota has been very clear that they will not be participating because their governor does not participate in the Midwest Governors Association, even though they fall into that bracket. This Midwest Governors Association looks amazingly a lot like MISO North.
Mm-hmm.
Kentucky would fall into MISO North, but not the Midwest Governors Association. And I don't know if Kansas is anything in MISO North. And Nebraska would be in this, but not MISO North. But I think that's about all the distinction there is. I checked, and our governor does not really participate in Midwest Governors Association. I was intending to just call in to the first meeting, which was scheduled for yesterday morning, but they postponed it, just so I could tell you more about it. But my initial reaction is, I don't think it is, I mean, I'm opposed to this even happening, because to me, it's just some states that want to push their state policy goals, trying to form another organization that will be credible, perhaps, to pushing those goals. And to me, interregional transmission planning is a job for regional transmission organizations, utilities companies, maybe a little bit to FERC if others aren't getting it done. But I don't believe it's a job for the Midwest Governors Association.
I 100% agree. They've been circulating in this transmission area for years. They have summits. They have all this stuff. And it's just another layer. Like, we've got the organizations. People don't have unlimited amounts of time. They clog things up, I think. Like, there's just, it's not needed. We've got the processes in place through MISO, SPP, PJM. And they're underway. They're working. So I don't understand why we would spend time on this and devote resources to it. So I 100% agree with you.
I agree too. And I want to thank Claire Vigasa too from the Transmission Authority brought this forth too in his report, you know, that this was going on. So I support the decision on not participating.
So if there's no objection, I will let them know that
sure.
We will not be. Okay. I'm just pausing here for a moment as we get everything in order for the second discussion item. The second discussion item is a request I received from WIND, the acronym, the Wind Industry of North Dakota. They're aware of the information exchanges we've had with some other groups from time to time. Actually reached out, I don't know, maybe May or something, as I recall. And I kind of asked him to, you know, if there was nothing urgent, to just put it off a little bit, because we were right in the middle of a series of hearings on another case that has been very busy for the last couple of years. And they were kind and did that, and now reached out again as a reminder that they would like to have a information exchange with us at some point. Boy, our scheduling is so tough all the time. And I mean, now the same case that I asked to defer it for before, now the last filings are due here just any time, and I'm sure that's going to get busy again. We got 3 rate cases, but I guess I'm just throwing it out there, your opinions on working in a day or half a day or something for an information exchange with Wind Industry and North Dakota organization.
I'm open to it, but I wouldn't do a half a day. Could we do an hour? I mean, usually our meetings with these kind of groups are hour to an hour and a half.
You could do a informal hearing slot, since we have we created some extras this year.
So, Randy, when they reached out to you, what was the intent? I mean, did they give you examples or just a more overall arching exchange? What are they thinking? What are some of the issues that we have come up? I mean, we've talked about some things with Wind as far as looking at how we're going to handle some, especially in the area of complaints. And I think it would be... Mm-hmm. A good forum to exchange some information, hence the information exchange, huh? On that. So I am very open to it, especially approaching with some of our issues we've brought up and then moving into a legislative session.
So shall we look at a couple of those informals that are held but not with anything scheduled in, and maybe, you know, and then maybe if that doesn't work with them, you know, we end up coming back and trying another. But
sounds good to me.
Yeah, I think
Victor, you've got probably a list there of them, or do we just have to kind of scroll along and look what's?
I don't have the list off the top of my head, but if you've had some contact with them, you can send it to me. I'll get it handled. And if I don't find a slot that's workable for them, I'll just come back to the next meeting. If that's what you'd like to do.
Does that work out all right? We'll just turn it over to Victor to work with Levi on that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Don't let me forget to give you his contact information.
It's Levi Andrus?
Yes. Okay, and then the next thing is the Data Center Technical Conference.
Yes, so I had sent out to the three of you Friday, July 12th, some thoughts on how to organize the technical conference next week. I'd thrown out 2 different options for kind of structuring how the day would flow as far as how to group the parties together, and then some thoughts on the questions that we're really looking to answer or address during the session. So I got a little bit of feedback from Commissioner Fedorchek, but just kind of looking for some direction.
You and I talked.
We did.
Yes.
Yep.
So, go ahead, Vic.
No, you can go ahead. I just wanted to kind of lay that foundation a little bit. And then, so what, I guess, would we like to start with the intention of the technical conference, and then see if that lends itself to us setting the format for the day and then the questions.
So Victor and I sat down yesterday and talked for a little bit while we ate on this. And I think, and I think Victor shared this also, the whole point is to educate. I hope that the legislature comes. I hope we get city and counties to come and commerce to come, and then all of us and our staff and the co-ops and SPP and MISO, investor-owned, obviously. But I think that we, what I would envision, what I think would be great, is to start with a speaker who kind of gives the lay of the land of what's happening out there, what kind of demand we're seeing, what kind of, what's the differences between data centers like the AI type versus the crypto mining, and you know, what are the projections? Who are these industries? How do they organize? You know, who keeps track of all their requests? Where can we, you know, even get our arms or hands and brains around that? I'm sure there's more than this one speaker, but I did hear really, Adam, I heard a really good speaker to that end from South Dakota who spoke at the MISO meeting to their board and kind of provided a pretty solid overview like that. Him or somebody like him would be great, I think, to start it out. And then I think of the two options of how to, option one or option two, I think it's makes sense to combine the, I think you can make an argument for either one of them, but I think it makes sense to combine the RTOs with the utilities that they are engaged with and working with. So a panel with SBP and the co-ops, a panel of MISO and the IUs to talk through what their issues are, you know, how much they're seeing, how are the interconnection work, what are the risks to customers, you know, what are the pros, what are the cons, what are the opportunities in each of those. And then the one with MISO and the IOUs, and then a fourth panel that would bring in commerce and maybe the Association of Counties and or Cities or both to talk about, because some of the counties are developing ordinances already in this regard. And commerce, I'd like to hear them talk about how they're engaged with this. What do they do with these requests that they receive? How do they position North Dakota in terms of its availability of power? Are they recruiting? Are they actively recruiting? Is this a niche that they're recruiting? And how are they coordinating with the IOUs and the co-ops? So that's kind of what I have, you know, thought through in terms of a proposed agenda to throw out there for your guys' feedback consideration.
Well, when I talked to Victor, I think it's great. I said we need to, at the beginning, lay a foundation on what are we trying to solve a little bit, or what are the concerns. So I'm glad that you've identified like a speaker to have that format, because I approve that. When I looked at the options just based on what was presented to me, I did option two, but like you said, you could go either way.
Yeah.
I mean,
what was option two again?
It was
option two was,
so just option two was to organize it by, so hear from RTOs, both MISO and SPP, then hear from generation and transmission owning utilities, then hear from distribution cooperatives. Kind of just a different way to separate the groups up, because it's a different kind of mission here than when we did the Storm Uri conference. But so I just wanted to throw it out. As I was kind of drafting it, it just struck me as,
right,
you know, maybe this would make sense to go the other way. And I kind of had the same thoughts. You know, you can make an argument either way. That,
and we discussed that, yeah.
Right. So just wanted to throw them out there if someone felt strongly or had a more reasons than I did to go over one versus the other.
I feel strongly both ways.
Yeah. You know, I think just, you know, when Victor and I talked, it is about, number one, making sure we get the people there. And number two is to get to the heart of what we're trying to get to. So however that works with the RSVPs and stuff like that, and setting up the agenda is important and all that. But Julie, what you proposed, I have no concerns with it. In fact, I like the idea of how to introduce it to really get to the heart of why we're gathering and what, you know, have some goals and what we're trying to achieve, or at least bring forward and discuss. And if we have action steps, who's responsible? You know, how are we going to handle it? So
I think with this subject, it's largely educational at this point. I don't know that we will solve any problems I think it's mostly educational and awareness. So people are talking. So we know, what is commerce doing? How is this being handled? How much are you hearing and receiving? And who's responsible too? I think also to educate folks like the legislators and stuff about what's going on and who's kind of got roles in this.
And I think that's what, when you say educational, yes, it'll be educational for us, but I think equally important is we're using our platform to help these other groups get educated too, because when they never come together, they're operating within their own vacuum. And so on that topic, because this gets out of our realm, at least at this point, when it comes to noise control, I don't know if I understood this right. I was kind of surprised when I requested some information and just need to follow up again, but yesterday was too busy, I didn't get a chance to. My understanding is that outside of what we do with wind farms, there really is no state noise controls. The DEQ got out of that a long time ago because couldn't find a way to enforce it. And if I was surprised by that, and if I understood that correctly, I bet you a lot of counties and townships and individuals would be surprised by it too. And so, to what extent? And
isn't there also county noise ordinances and local? I mean,
but if we can't enforce them,
right?
And so, and also distribution co-ops, which have a long history of wanting to treat their people well, but you get a chance for a 200 megawatt load. How much, as a distribution co-op, do you know about noise issues and stuff? And all of a sudden, it's there, and we're struggling to get energy to it, and they've got mad people about the noise. And so, anyway, my thought was perhaps we invite somebody from DEQ to point out that or at least confirm with them that we can say it, that there is no DEQ limit on it, if I understood that right. And so when you're planning these things, don't count on them to come and solve any problems.
Well, that
in
might,
that regard.
I think you bring up a very good point, Randy, is that I think this could stimulate a question and answer session on questions people might have, who has the answer, who governs it, something like that too.
I will say I've had one legislator who's very active in the energy realm who has talked to me about adding these things at some scale to our siting ordinance. I don't know if that will go anywhere, but so
Victor,
anyway, I think DEQ might be a potential invitee to discuss if there are any constraints on noise.
I'm trying to think about, I mean, that certainly falls much more within the local issues. But no reason why we can't bring it up. And they would have experience with the Williston one, probably. I don't know who got involved in that.
I'm sure they've been sought after. I don't even know what the status of that is with the noise there.
The one group that isn't on this list and probably needs to be is where do we bring in the actual industry folks who are doing this, the data mining people?
Good. I had those kind of same thoughts, but as I was thinking about, especially on this issue, we can bring in a lot of people, and we don't have all that much time.
No, but they seem kind of important to talk about what they are looking for and what they see happening in North Dakota. And, you know,
sure.
That they would fit with commerce probably. And then we could certainly ask them those questions, like, what are you doing about noise? How are you addressing this in other areas?
Yeah, maybe that's the right ones to ask is commerce.
Commerce instead of the ADQ industry.
Putting
yeah.
them on the spot.
Yeah.
The DEQ had history, you know.
Yeah.
They had some good history there, to your point.
See if commerce has any folks that they could bring. And maybe commerce just speaks on behalf of that industry, but if they have any connections to a good spokesperson who's done a lot of work in North Dakota or even our folks that have done it well.
I was going to say, so if we want industry, so I could try to find someone at Atlas. But I know with Applied Digital, Etienne, to the extent he would be available, he would be fantastic to speak to this.
He would be good.
And I think he's very available. You might want to reach out through Kayla or Lisa on getting hold of him.
I've exchanged emails and phone calls with him for quite a while, so I can get a hold of him. I'm not too concerned about that.
And frankly, I'll say, okay, we heard why Applied Digital chose the places they heard. I'd love to hear from somebody from Atlas. How did you wind up at Trenton? Why there?
I'm fine with either or both.
Okay.
Invite them both, see if they both come. Okay.
I think this is going to get more than an hour and a half, though.
I think, yeah.
Oh, do we only have an hour and a half schedule?
No. So we have it scheduled, yeah, I think, from 9, Pamela, do you recall?
Levi.
Well, okay.
Yeah. I was like, wait a minute, I thought we had a whole date.
Yeah, we break for lunch even.
Yeah, we have a whole date.
Okay. Sorry about that.
We'd all have to get on our auctioneer voices.
The initial invite we sent out reserved 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'll work better.
What else do you need from us, Victor? You have us all here.
So I have a little bit more I want to go into, but I just want to kind of recap what I think I heard for the organization of this. So we'd like to start out with getting a hold of the guy who spoke at MISO, which I have his contact information, to see if he would be able to either virtually or in person be here and say some kind of opening things on explaining what a data center is and what the how it works, essentially.
You say you do have his number?
Yes.
Okay, good.
And then move into SPP or MISO, whoever wants to go first, doesn't really matter. We'll do SPP and it's the member utilities, MISO, the member utilities. And then the group four would be commerce, counties. I heard counties. I don't know if we want to invite the Association of Counties.
Where
we can invite every county. So
I think
we just reach out to the Association of Counties.
Yep. And encourage him to ask if he has specific counties that he think would be most interested or have been pretty active if they want to come.
Yeah.
Or be speakers.
Sure. And then industry. So I'll reach out to Applied Digital and Atlas and one or both or whomever. And then we'll try to get an agenda put together similar to what we had for the technical conference.
Yeah.
And then we'll just see if any of those parties aren't able to make it for some reason to speak. I would intend to provide virtual options if that helps them, but I'm assuming some number of them will just have other commitments and won't be able to commit, but we'll figure that piece out.
So then in the agenda, just to help people, can we, under each section, kind of, not the speaker, but as include some questions that will be addressed sort of by that.
That's where I'd like to go into next. So the way I like the format that we used on that Storm Uri review, because what we did is we just organized the groups, and then what we have is topics, questions to frame up the discussion for everyone. And I had sent out four questions just kind of off the cuff what seemed appropriate. I don't know if anyone had a chance to review those. I'll just kind of read them off. So what do you see as the main challenges in serving the needs of data centers, both on an individual basis and cumulatively? Do the challenges change depending on the type of data center? What is your role in addressing the challenges? And should regulations exist for the placement of data centers, environmental, electrical, rate, etc.? So they were just some thoughts to spur some discussion. So
if we could, I need to think about those. Like, this isn't an environment where I can come up with good questions personally. So if I could just look at what you've proposed and offer some additional ones to you, that would be better. These guys might have some thoughts right now, and I would just add to theirs offline.
I'll have to look at my notes on what we discussed on the questions, and I'll send them to you.
Okay.
That sounded pretty good when you say the type of data center.
Yes.
You're talking about like crypto manufacturing versus
AI or something to that effect. Yes, and I purposely didn't list out the types because we think of them kind of in that realm of crypto mining versus
data
artificial
center,
intelligence
AI.
Or cloud storage or something along those lines, but there are actually types, and those aren't it. So I wanted to leave it generic enough where whomever is looking at that, they would have an idea of what we mean. It's more so the operational characteristics is what I was trying to get at without saying it one way and confusing a group that may not know what that is.
But our intent is to look at all of them.
Yes.
And the different impacts on some of them. I mean, the demand for them is not the same.
But if we can't define them or distinguish between them, then how do the developers? Like, okay, you know, at one point we talk about some crypto facility and whether they're, you know, let's say in that case they're pretty willing to accept outages for a low rate. Well, if we're not defining that different than AI or different than a bank data center or something like that, then how's the developer supposed to? And so that's one of my struggles is how to distinguish these and get all of us involved in these issues kind of on the same track.
Sure. And so we can define them. I mean, I know what the types are, but like I said, the purpose for kind of being vague and not identifying what those types are is data centers aren't going to think in terms of, I mean, that's what they do is crypto and AI and those kind of things. But there's categories of data centers that they're going to be more familiar with. Commerce, as an example, likely isn't familiar with those and would just kind of think of, like we're thinking about them, crypto or AI. But what we're really getting at is the difference between interruptible and non-interruptible. That's the important piece, in my opinion. So we could list that out if you'd like to.
And it's not just interruptible versus non-interruptible. It's the level of interruptibility.
Yep.
It's easy to say, oh, we'll be interruptible. Yeah, even a whole hour a year. You know, that doesn't mean anything.
Right.
Okay, I think you're off to a very good plan.
Okay.
Yep. I'll send you some questions.
Okay. I will.
I'll follow up.
Add those questions in, reach out to the parties, and hopefully get something finalized yet this week so I can we can send out a full-on invite to everyone. Like I said, I think we need to provide a virtual attendance option just to ensure we get enough parties to participate. Some of them will likely have challenges with travel and things like that.
Are you going to start with that, though?
Start with?
You can do it virtually. Because if we offer that right away, they'll all be virtual.
Right. No, so with the parties I've worked with so far, I've said we're planning to hold it here.
Okay.
And then if they've reached out and said, you know, is there some other option? You know, like with the RTOs as an example. We led with, this is in Bismarck. And I think we have members of both of those that said they're willing to be here for that.
Okay. And some, you know, I would almost rather have a person who's still knowledgeable, but not like a little bit lower down on the chain of command in person versus the top dog virtual. That maybe that's just me though.
And I would say based on
especially if it's a whole bunch of people virtual, that gets rough.
It does.
And I hate to even bring this up when we're this close and have a room and everything, but Victor's been prodding kind of for quite some time. And I have put this off as much or more than either of you two. But basically, we're a week away and wanting people to be able to come here. And maybe we need to reschedule this if we want attendance.
Is it a week or two? I think it's two.
It's next week, Thursday.
Oh, it's okay.
9 days.
10 days. Yeah.
I mean, how urgent is
this? You might be right. Do we have another day? Do we have another day that we could use?
Well, tell me this, Victor. Mm-hmm. Have you reached out to most of the parties and they have it on their calendar?
Yes.
Okay.
Then, so I've sent this out to
let's proceed
every utility in the state, to the RTOs, to not all the legislators, to you know, kind of each of you have sent me some folks you'd like invited that I've sent this to. Commerce.
You got that out to the Energy and Transmission Committee?
Yes.
I think we should proceed. If they've all been contacted, they have a hold on their calendar. Let's finalize it and get the agenda out.
I'm good. Plow ahead.
Okay.
Great job, Victor.
Okay. Thank you.
We will have to reschedule our Basin Electric pre-RSC meeting.
And I know Basin is aware of it, so I think they would likely just plan to move it back to 4 or something like that. So
okay.
I don't anticipate much problem, but good point.
Is there anything else for discussion
on this? Victor, do you need anything else from us?
That's all I need. I have a good outline here. I'll press forward with that information. And please let me know what your thoughts are on those questions. Mm-hmm. And we will get the agenda finalized and out once I have confirmation from the folks that we're going to be asking to speak.
Okay. Awesome.
Any other discussion items?
So when it comes to, will we have time to talk? We probably don't. Nope. So we should, how is this room going to be set up? Where are we going to be sitting? What's our role going to be? I mean, we were kind of like interrogators at the URI thing, and I don't necessarily think this is like that.
Not necessarily interrogators.
Moderators. I like the word
leaders
moderator.
Of discussion.
Well, we were definitely not moderators, really.
Well, not moderators, but I mean...
But we could be moderators in this. We could set it up to be, you know, like each one of us take turns moderating one of those panels.
So I have a vague recollection, and it's kind of vague at this point, of how we had set up that room for URI. I don't think it needs to be necessarily dissimilar. So we had the three of you in a row, and I forget which direction it was facing, but then out a little ways, we had a row of tables with chairs and microphones where each group had adequate seating so that whatever group is up for that time slot, they have adequate space to come up and have however many people ready
to
speak.
So are you going to identify people under the group so you know, I mean, like if MISO has 4 representatives here, like when MISO's up, who's going to be up there? Or some organization of that on who's on the panel?
For MISO, SPP, kind of the main players, we'll have a good idea of who that's going to be. I don't know that we necessarily would dictate to them who can and can't speak.
So on this, I feel like it's a fairly bit different than the URI in terms of our goals. Because URI, we were really very much asking questions of all these groups.
What happened?
And here we're it's educational. Yeah. So I think that like we've got three different groups. We're trying to make it more educational. So what if we each moderated one group and then the speaker just spoke and then there's questions from the audience and stuff within each of the, you know, after each of the, or as part of each of the panels.
Okay.
And then we're actually up there to moderate one and then we're sitting in the audience on the rest of it. Rather than being up front the whole time.
My soul like SPP. I'll have the
commerce
that group. I mean,
make sense.
Yep.
I think we want to maintain our role as being.
We are
in front.
Well, I'm envisioning the panel. It's like a conference. This is like a conference. So, like, at any whatever conference, whatever panel is up there in front, you can be the MC and invite everybody as chair and kick it off, and then introduce the panel.
Keep it
and then we go down like a neighbor meeting and sit.
Yeah.
Like the first one, you're moderating with SPP and asking the questions and stuff and then inviting questions from the audience. And then you introduce the next panel, which would be me. I come up with those guys. You introduce and they, you know, sit down and we have that panel. And you and Sherry are in the audience with everybody else. And then the third one, you introduce Sherry and the commerce folks and whoever the counties
that panel is, yep. It.
So that it's more not like us. Otherwise, I think it's harder for the audience to engage, you know. And we can still ask a lot of questions from the audience as commissioners.
I feel like
the judges. Like,
being, you know, kind of L-shaped with us here and the whatever group is speaking here. Can be sitting out in the crowd, but I guess this is our
feels
conference.
More like a hearing then.
Well, except for, you know, I don't think we're going to be grilling anybody. We're not so disappointed as we were after URI. We're trying to educate, but I feel like this is our conference, and with any of them, regardless of whose turn it is to moderate the panel. We should all kind of have equal footing to get in a question. What you just said there, I need more explanation of that or something. And so
would we still moderate then, or how would that work?
I'd like the moderator just for informational.
Are you trying to get a question and answer going, or are you trying to get a discussion?
Here's my first question. So when you look at the categories of groups, is it your intent to give them some questions where you want like commerce to answer? Are they doing like an introduction on their role with?
I don't think they necessarily have to. I mean the question, you know, so that list of questions that you all are going to give you some more feedback on. That would kind of go out to all the parties, and to the extent that that group has an answer to those questions, okay. They should try to address it as part of what they're going to say.
So yeah. I would facilitate getting them started in asking questions, and based on the questions. That
yeah, like in a moderator scenario,
yep.
You would
yep.
You know, like so-and-so, what, how do you think you could
yep.
help address this?
I get it.
I think they should have opening comments personally.
I think that should be the bulk of. There are people who are involved in this. I think they should just be coming up, and now it's your turn. You come up and take the table and present things, and then we'll try some questions for you.
Well, I think we just have to be very clear on what we expect of them. I mean,
I thought it, yeah. I mean, we can think about this a little bit too, but I feel like if each one of us is kind of taking it upon ourselves to think about the questions for this as like leading the effort, and then we can chime in as we need, you know, or have them. I think it'll be a more productive. But
are you guys Like, are you seeing an RTO panel where SPP and MISO are up together and shared, or each their own?
No, we separated SPP with the co-ops, MISO with IOUs.
Okay. Okay, I got mixed up on which way I decided to go on that.
Well, what I hear is we look at the groups, we look at the questions that we have. That will, those questions will be presented to them, and hopefully when they come up. But I do like where they do have opening comments, where they're able to address the educational forum that we're hosting, their role in it, what they see, and then answer some of those questions. And we as moderators, if there's a lull, be able to interject, get conversation going, open it up to the audience.
I mean, I don't think every group has the same questions either.
Right.
Right. So I mean, here's one other thought. So maybe a melding of the two can work. So as I look at what we used for URI, we organized those groups, you know, in a similar fashion here, and we had a moderator for each group. So I do recall the three of you sitting together for that. I don't think it was a, you know, one of you is up there with the group that's speaking at the time. I recall you, the three of you, kind of like what Randy was describing, the three of you in a row here and then a row over here of tables for the parties of that group.
Did we assign one of us to moderate in that URI thing?
Yeah, you had kind of switched off. So Randy did, looks like, two different segments, and then you did two different segments. Yeah, Randy did two, you did two, and then Commissioner Crocius did a wrap-up.
But the format, open the agenda, and wrap up. The agenda is a little different. I mean, this agenda is different with the speaker and all that, so.
only slight. I mean, you know, the speaker is probably the unique part. Otherwise, the groups will, they'll have some different parties in them, but.
One thing that I'm confused, I don't know, have we resolved that, how we're setting up now? Because I have a whole different topic that's on my mind on this.
I don't think we have resolved
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I kind of supported what Julie said as far as set up and just having a moderator and
so.
Well, it sounds like Randy wants to be have us all up there, so we could do kind of what you suggested, that one of us moderate.
So we'll have the three of you at the front. Off to the side will be the...
No, the people need to be in front. That I am insistent on. We do not need to be in the front. We can be on the side. We are not the focus.
Okay.
If we all want to be up there someplace, we need to be on the side. But the speakers, the panels, because otherwise it's all about us. And I don't. It isn't about us. We're trying to educate people with the folks that are coming.
Well, Randy, will you be the MC to kind of keep it going, you know, and that? I think that's a good idea.
We do it.
Well, I think it's nice just to keep it on track.
So, here's what I don't want. Okay, so if I'm the SPP person. Now, when they present something and I'm satisfied, then I guess from the commission standpoint, we're done. You know, you guys aren't there. You know, you're just a common citizen out in the public as far as getting a question in or a clarification. And then when it's MISO's turn, that's me out there. I've got nothing really to say about it anymore. I consider our commission to be doing this. And so I think with any group, we are the first ones to get our questions or clarifications taken care of. And then maybe others.
Right.
But that's my other question. I do not know to what extent are we opening this up to the public, you know, to where, you know, we're going to get all the questions that we get in. Do we want, when our IOUs are up there, do we want to take time to explain to multiple people the difference between their utility section of their company as opposed to the non-regulated? And, is this open to the public, or is this the group so inviting?
I mean, it's a public meeting, so it has to be open, but
you don't have to take questions from the
Right. So
I understand it's open for observance, but
I mean, I do think it would be helpful to let, like, legislators and folks ask questions. So I think we should be open to that. But, yeah, I mean, we don't want to. The moderator could certainly direct that. So, you know, like, Randy, Sherry, you guys have any questions? Or, I mean, or we can sit on the side and ask our questions and then see, the moderator could see, like, you know, anybody in the audience have any questions, any legislators and call, you know, folks. We'll see who all comes to.
How about, okay, so I don't know if anybody recalls the way that room is organized, but it's kind of a weird L. So instead of having people here and people here, in kind of an arc, we put up just a row of tables with chairs. And either over here or over here, we put a podium for folks that are in the audience if they have a question that we want to allow them to ask. And in somewhere in here, both the group that's up at the time and the three of you are sitting.
All of us in a row?
No. No.
Okay. That's fine.
And you have IT on the side. Don't forget about IT being on the side to...
Mm-hmm.
Regulate that. No, I get, yeah.
It's hard to ask, you know, it's not like conducive to Q&A. I think if we're going to be all up there, then let's just have us on the side and the panel in front.
Yep.
It's easy. And can we have a roaming mic to send around to the audience, or a mic for people to come stand at and ask
questions?
We can
definitely have a standing mic. Okay, so we'll go with the same row of the panel, you three over here facing in.
Yeah,
and then the rest of this is all chairs.
Yeah,
yep. We'll have ITs over here, and then probably somewhere right beside there we can have. I think there's a podium in that room that we can drag out and put a mic at.
And then there could be
if there's a microphone.
It does, too, yeah. And then whoever is leading the moderating whatever commissioner will sit up with the others, and moderate from there. But then the other commissioners will be right up there to ask questions as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does that work?
Nope.
Yeah.
Okay. It's kind of a blend of everybody's desires.
Yep. Don't forget to give me the responses on the questions if you have anything. The sooner the better.
Thank you for your work, Victor.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, we got it. We got it. The intent is pure. Woohoo. Team. Hi, Adam. You have something for us?
Yeah, well, I figured I would throw a wrench in that.
Do you want to turn the mic, bring the mic and turn it on?
Oh, I just have a scheduling item.
Oh, we got you. What do you need?
So I'd like to get some dates for a week-long hearing for the Otter Tail Power Electric case. And I was wondering about the week of October
28th. Yeah, I still don't have clarity on that week.
Okay.
Is that the only week that they've given you?
Possibly, maybe November 4th, week of November 4th. There's a commission meeting, but that would possibly be rescheduled.
Could we look at, do we need the full week? Could we look at the 6th, 7th, and 8th?
We have a commission meeting. Do we move that then?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the answer.
What was the question here?
Do we need a whole week?
Yes, we probably won't use it, but we typically schedule for an entire week for these kind of cases.
Well, I think that it would be make it really easy if I had clarity on that last week. So can we just hold off for a few days?
Yep, we can do that.
Does that October week work for you guys? If it works, if
I starting when October what?
28th.
How about what? How come I have the 30th informal hearing the whole day?
October 28th, we have a RSC meeting.
I was going to say, isn't that when SPP?
Yep. Is? So October 28th and 29th, Commissioner Crisman and I wouldn't be available.
How come I have October 30th the whole day for an informal?
That was... You had all held some extra informal dates as part of your original scheduling last year.
Okay. Well, I'm just like, it's hell.
Yeah.
I don't think those last days of October are going to work. You know. In the administration in which we live, we don't even know how many days it takes home to get to get. We don't know how many days it takes to even get home from SPP. I'm not going to have something as important as a rate case hearing waiting for me bright and early the next morning, counting on me to have arrived at 10:30 or 11 the night before. So I think that last week of October is just not workable.
What about earlier October?
October 14th.
I like that week better.
Why is that one completely open, though?
Yeah.
Makes
because
me
of
suspicious.
Me. Mm-hmm. What about the 22nd, the 21st week, the week of the 21st?
And that one's not available.
They're busy that week?
Yeah.
Boy.
There's November 4th. I know there's a commission meeting. I don't know if that could be rescheduled.
Well, it's half a day and you've got a whole week, so you might be able to just carve a few hours out there, too.
The 4th isn't going to work, but... Could the 5th work?
No. No.
6th, 7th, 8th?
Deer hunting or what?
Election.
Well, that too. I was just trying to be a little lighthearted over here.
Scheduling makes me crabby. 6th, 7th, and 8th.
We have a commission meeting on the 7th, so we'll have a half a day.
So with electric rate cases, we usually try to, so if we end up having to go full litigated without a settlement, we have usually tried to reserve 5 days if possible.
Fine, but we've got a lot to manage here, so
I agree.
We might have to
I'm just throwing it out there. We can
couple the next week.
Okay, 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th. There's no law against meeting on a Saturday.
There you go.
That's only 4 days.
We've never, ever gone 5 days.
Since we've been here, we have not. That's correct.
So I'm willing to bet for 12 years, it's a pretty good record.
It's a decent record.
The legislature. Sometimes that last day goes into the night, and sometimes it goes well into after sunrise in the morning.
Well, a lot of this is our schedule,
can do it,
so.
We can do it.
Oh, it is. It's.
Yep.
I mean, it's our.
Yep.
I mean, I'll own it. I'm a pain in the butt.
We would never say that, Julie.
So what are we looking at?
You are the only participant in this conference. Press any key to continue this conference.
Good timing on that one.
The conference will now continue.
I'm wondering if we couldn't move the commission meeting to Monday.
Monday the 4th?
Yeah.
No reason you couldn't, I don't think.
I'm fine.
Then that would clear things up a little bit.
You'd have a full day on that Wednesday. Wednesday,
yeah.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Randy, does moving the commission meeting on the 4th work for you?
I'm not sure I'll be here, but you know, it's, there are times when that happens.
Yep.
Yeah.
But we can't all have intense outside calendars and yet do our work, so I guess we'll have to be.
And then so October 28th and 29th you've got RSE, so then could we do the same thing on
well, didn't we just decide on that 6th, 7th, 8th and 9th of November?
Yeah. So it would be. But could we do Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, just in case this option doesn't work for November 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th? Could we choose the same dates Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the week prior?
No, because I don't know that I'll be home on Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
Well, it doesn't work for who?
Well, in case it doesn't work for the parties.
So I think they only gave him 1 week to work with, and if this is workable, we'll get a notice on the next meeting, but if it doesn't,
okay. We'll
go back to the drawing board.
Well, 1 week doesn't leave a lot of options for all of us.
Yeah, maybe they can, if not, give us... Give more than one option.
Yep, okay. Then there would be... December 2nd.
Is this, they gave you this?
This works for the attorney.
When do, any legislative things going on, Randy, that week, that opening, reorg or whatever?
I would imagine that's when the organizational meeting is.
So you're
but I haven't looked ahead. Maybe they've changed something, but that's traditionally when it would be.
Okay.
December 1?
Yeah, the week of December 2nd.
The 6th.
Well, we have a commission meeting on the 4th. Annual Western State Focused Event.
There's a lot of importance for this agency moving forward and getting involved with people down there that are new to the process and that sort of thing. I really hate the thought of just ignoring it because we're busy up here with the hearing. And I would
think
that...
Was it just one day?
Nope, it's the 2nd through the 4th.
Yep.
I would think that the utility company would be wanting to do the same thing. Maybe not. Maybe they are just used to getting their way.
What about the 9th? Well, maybe you just need to go get some more dates from them.
Yeah.
See if these work, and if they don't, we'll go back to the drawing board.
Okay, sounds good.
So maybe, Pamela, don't move that commission meeting until we know for sure. I'll let you know.
You know, once you get dates, feel free to send it out via email or work with...
Yeah.
Okay.
Jerry, or even come to me, and I'll tell you. I mean,
okay.
Feel free, so we can expedite this and get it on the calendar.
Okay, we'll do.
Great job.
Okay, thanks.
Anything else?
Nothing for me.
Do you think he dares?
We're adjourned.